So before we begin today's shmooz, just a point to point out that we're getting low on shmooz topics for after Pesach. I believe that the last couple of topics that I have to speak about, because as you know, these shmoozes come from the guys, the last couple that we have not yet spoken about is missing Seder for Smachot. That's, you know, that's not, I don't know if that's going to take 20 minutes. It'll probably take 2 minutes. But one very good topic, Derech HaLimud, learning Bekiyas versus learning Be'ian, especially in light of time limits. The last thing is managing anger. Did we speak about anger?
Yeah.
Forget that. So that's done already. That's basically, oh, living in Eretz Yisrael. So those are the two main ones that have not been addressed yet. So I encourage everybody to submit topics that you'd like to hear after Pesach. Not now, I don't want to think about it now, but after Pesach, you can submit topics. Now, today, I took the liberty of, since this is going to be the last time I'm going to be able to address you before Pesach, even though there is yeshiva next Thursday, I will not be here because I have a bar mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, so I'm already going to be gone for that 1 day. So I wanted to try to speak a little bit about a theme tangentially connected to Pesach, which is really the theme of making the most use out of your time, using time wisely. That's really the topic of the shmooz, and I feel it's connected to Pesach for a number of reasons. The two most prominent among them are, number one, because the first mitzvah in the Torah given to Klal Yisrael is HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, which we read last week. The first mitzvah the Klal Yisrael was given is the mitzvah to mark time. And the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim, which of course that mitzvah was leading into Yitzias Mitzrayim, where we went from being slaves to being free people. And the whole Yontif of Pesach is about Chirus, Zman Chirusenu. And Chazal say, Ein Lecha Ben Chorin Elamisha Osek Batorah, to try to understand that phrase. What does it mean to be free? What does it mean to be free? What does it mean to go from being a slave to being a free man? What that means is that we are now in control of our own time. And the importance of sanctifying time, the first mitzvah, Chodesh Zelachem, and the importance of using time wisely. Just didn't get a chance to say it before, but it's great to see with so many guys back from Eretz Yisrael joining us for the shmooze today. It's really a special privilege to see guys coming back to be part of the extended Ruach HaTorah that we've been able to conduct here this year. The Vilna Gaon writes, although I never saw this inside, but I see so many people quoted that he must have said it. When we say in Baruch Shamar every day, Baruch Shamar V'ayah Olam, Baruch Hu, Baruch Oseh Bereishis, Baruch Omer V'Oseh. So, I think those first two sound like the same thing. Blessed are you, Hashem, Baruch Shamar V'Ayah Olam, blessed are you, created the world. Baruch Oseh Bereishis, blessed are you, did my Sebereishis. Isn't that the creation of the world? What's the difference between Baruch Shamar V'Ayah Olam and Baruch Oseh Bereishis? So the Vilna Gaon is quoted to have said that the first is a thank you, Hashem, for creating the world. But creating the world is just one step. The second is Baruch Oseh Bereishis, thank you for putting the world into motion, for making a beginning of the world, for creating time. Time is a separate bria. We don't tend to conceive of time that way. But if you think about it, Hashem could have created the world and then not created time. Not enough time to discuss what that means exactly, but on its basic level, the Vilna Gaon says that the creation of the world was one creation, and then the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created time as an entity, that the world would actually exist in a time frame, shows us and highlights the fact that time is a creation. Time is an incredible gift. That a person has time on this earth, that a person has time that he can sanctify, that he has time that he can use or abuse, this is a separate creation, and it's something that needs to be developed. As I said before, Pesach is Zman Cheruseinu, the time that we were freed, the time that we were given our own right to decide what to do with time, to sanctify time, to elevate time, and the way we do that is to use time productively, to use time wisely. Chazal have taught us, Ein lecha ben chorin ela mi she'osek b'Torah. The definition of freedom is one who immerses himself in the study of Torah. Baloney. What do you mean that's the definition of freedom? Unfortunately, so many people view that as the shackles of having to study Torah all the time. It can be a big burden. We'll talk about that at the end a little bit. What it means is that we sometimes don't have, in this world, we don't have that perspective on it because our neshama is in fact shackled inside a guf, a body, that desires and craves physical things. That's the way we were made. That's the way we were created. So a person who's osek b'Torah is freeing his soul, is freeing his soul of the ability to make decisions not based on the skewed perspective that the guf often defiles and limits and shackles man's neshama from making the right decisions, but it frees him. We talked about this. What it means to have real bechira. We had a whole discussion about that. Bechira chafshis once. That's the way I understand. Ein lecha ben chorin ela mi she'osek b'Torah. The neshama is normally blinded and shackled by this worldly yetzaharas, pleasures and pursuits, things that make us not objectively see what our neshama sees. And someone who immerses himself in the study of Torah, he acquires, as my Rosh Hashiva from Karim Yavim used to say, mishkafayim yeshivatiot. You require yeshiva glasses. You acquire for yourself a ben chorin, someone who's osek b'Torah, who connects his neshama to the Rabbanu Shalom through the study of Hashem's Torah. He acquires for himself the glasses to look on this world as a place that he's free to make the decisions of what Hashem ultimately wants him to do with his time, with his days, with his moments that he has on this earth. A slave, the way we were in Egypt, does not have those eyes, does not have that control, cannot make his own decisions. Has to do whatever the boss says. We were in that Kura Barzel in Egypt, and we were given the freedom. When we sit at Seder night, we're supposed to be instilling and drilling into ourselves the perspective of, I am a free person, I'm free of the shackles of my Yetzer Hara. I'm free of the shackles of this physical world, which causes me to make skewed decisions. A Ben Torah needs to know that he is in control of what he does with his time. A Ben Torah needs to think about, and this is the key point. This is the key point. The key point is that a Ben Torah, who's a Ben Chorin, needs to know that there needs to be a cheshbon about what I do with my time. There needs to be a calculation of how do I spend my time. And I say at the outset that people have both problems, like in everything I say. This is the summary of everything I say. Everybody has both problems. Some people have the problem that they just go happy-go-lucky through life and there is no cheshbon of time. There's no cheshbon. What am I doing with my time? Am I doing the right time? Am I doing the right thing? If I'm spending my time watching the yeshiva's ball game, and I'm talking to Kamenetsky. If I'm spending my time hours watching this playoff game and that playoff game and this playoff game, is that the right use of Kamenetsky's time? Is that the right use of his time? That's a Kamenetsky cheshbon that he has to ask himself. Is that the right use of his time? So some people make the mistake that there's never a cheshbon. There's no calculation. If I'm doing this, what I like to be doing? I'm doing that, I like to be doing that. I want to do that, I do that. It's fun, it's enjoyable, it feels good, I do it. That's the calculation. Other people make the other mistake. they get so hyper about how they're spending their time that they live life in a straitjacket that says, oh my gosh, I'm not learning now, I'm not learning, I might die. Oh my gosh, because learning becomes, or Avodas Hashem becomes this horrible, tension-filled, pressured experience that every decision gets thrown under the light. It becomes like some people get sick from this. I've spoken to kids many times who get sick, Nebuch, from feeling the anxiety and the pressure of always needing to spend every single moment in the service of Hashem, that it becomes an illness. It becomes an anxiety, it becomes a sickness that I need to be spending every moment. So the answer is that there must be a cheshbon. But anxiety is also a cheshbon. That's also a cheshbon. If a person knows about himself that he's so uptight about every single moment spent learning that he's not normal, he can't live a normal life. He doesn't leave. A person is supposed to have, as we said before from Rabbi Meir Zilberg, menichas hanefesh. Person has to have menuchas hanefesh. You have to be besimcha. Ivdu es Hashem besimcha. You have to have menuchas hanefesh. You're not supposed to walk through life uptight and anxiety ridden over the fact that you're not spending every moment learning Torah. There has to be downtime. Now, the key point is every person is wired differently. And people need different amounts of downtime. What's the right amount of downtime for one person is not the right amount of downtime for another person. And sometimes it's hard for a person to be objective about himself to know, how much downtime do I need? It's not so simple. I'm not going to give all the answers to everybody. It's not so simple. It's a challenge that I face with myself. It's a challenge that your Rebbe faces with himself. It's a challenge that every Jew. But the key is, there needs to be a cheshbon. There needs to be a calculation. It's not just without calculation. How exactly they make the calculation? Kashema od lada. It's not easy for a person to make that calculation, each person for himself. Everybody's wired differently. But the key point, the starting point has to be, A, there has to be a cheshbon. As the Mesil Sisharim writes, Al kein yomru hamoshlim bo cheshbon. Elisha Moshlim B'Yitzram have to say Bo Nechashiv Cheshbon Shel Olam. A Ben Torah is not just happy-go-lucky. It's not just, well, I'm on vacation now, it's Ben Azmanim, so the meter is not running anymore. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein once said, whoever created the idea called Ben Azmanim is going to burn a lot of hours in Gehenna. So he said, again, I don't know, again, I'm not worth the dirt under the toenails of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. But I think Bein Hazmanim is something important. I think it is important to have Bein Hazmanim. I think you have to have downtime. I think Rav Aaron also agreed that, but I think what he meant is that there's a lot of people who abuse it. They just think, oh, Bein Hazmanim is, boom! Now the meter's not running anymore. The clock's not ticking. We don't have to account for our time anymore. Zelo nechol! A Jew has to account for his time. 120 years of his life, you have to account for your time. But Bein Hazmanim, as we spoke about in past, so then the cheshbon is a different cheshbon. So if during this man I'm learning 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day, so maybe Bein Hazmanim, maybe it should be 2 hours a day, or 1 hour, or half, or 15 minutes a day. Whatever it is for each person, or 3 hours, or 5 hours. There's some people who Bein Hazmanim means, so now I'm learning, if during this man I'm going to college 8 hours a day and I'm learning 5 hours a day, so maybe Bein Hazmanim I could learn, you know, more. Yeah, I could be. But I'm still normal, I'm still simcha, I'm still calm. And I don't know, for me, you know, when I go to Eretz Yisrael, you know, over the summer, that's, you know, I don't have to worry about yeshiva for four. So for me, the best Bein Hazmanim is learning Yom V'Lailo, because I don't get to learn like that. For me, that's the greatest, you know, it relaxes me. With me, my wife always says it about me. My wife says about me, you are the most relaxed when you're learning. That's by me. For me, that's the way I am. That's the way I... Like, if I'm learning all day, then I'm the most besimcha. Then I'm the most relaxed. I'm the most chilled out when I'm learning all day. But other people, you know... the reason I'm tense after I'm in yeshiva is because I feel like half the day I spend time doing things that are not so productive. But every person has to know himself. The ikkar is that there has to be a cheshbon. Every moment has the potential to be sanctified. With every moment, you could either say something nice to somebody or say something not nice to somebody. Every second, you could say something that lifts somebody up or puts them down. Every second could be filled with a chesed for somebody. Every second, every minute has the ability to be sanctified. Again, not that a person should feel that that's a pressure on him. It's an opportunity. It's a kavalik opportunity. Every minute contains an opportunity. Every minute you're walking out the door, you can open the door for somebody or not. Every minute you can give a guy a pat on the back or not. Every second has the opportunity to be elevated and sanctified. The ultimate freedom is a person who knows that every minute of his life counts. It's an incredibly exhilarating and freeing and empowering feeling. You can elevate every half a second, every millisecond. You could say you can do something productive with. You could say something nice to somebody. You could lift somebody's spirits up. You could do a chesed for a person. You could. Every second is pregnant with endless possibilities of olam haba. That's what Pesach is. Ein lecha ben chorin ala mi she'osek b'Torah. Someone who lives a Torah way of life. It's incredible, releasing and exhilarating, exciting and freeing feeling that you're never under the shackles of the Yetzer Hara. You're not under the shackles of this world that gives us such a skewed view of what reality is in life, of where the promised land is, of where ultimate joy and simcha is. For a Jew, endless, ultimate simcha is taking every moment of life and using it to consecrate it, to sanctify it. Achodesh hazeh lochem rosh chadashim. Look at the moon, look at time. Elevate it, sanctify it, use it, every single piece of it. Not in a pressured way. Not that you should feel this onus that, oh my gosh, I have to use every second. What am I going to do? Oh no, I'm hyperventilating because I didn't spend 5 minutes the way they should be spent. That's so. Get better. There's no person who's perfect in this world. There's no perfect. The human beings are not that way. Hopefully, this zaman cheruseinu, we should mamish taka feel liberating. We should feel liberated from the Yetzer Hara. We should feel liberated from the pursuit of gashmius. We should feel liberated from the anxiety. The Satan who stands in front of us, that's Gashmius. That him we know. The Satan who stands behind us, that's Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit's the Satan who stands behind us. Sometimes the Satan is so smart, he presents himself in the guise of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah could also be a Satan for a person. When a person feels the pressure and that every second has to be so taken up, every millisecond, every minisecond has to be taken up with learning, that he can't live, he can't be a mensch, he can't be a normal person, he can't talk to people normally, he can't interact with people normally, he can't say hello to people because he's so focused on, no, I can't say hello to you, we've got to start learning this second. That's the satan me'acharin. Oser satan milfaneinu me'acharin. That's a satan that you don't see. Because he appears to you as Yiddishkeit, as good. You don't see him. You don't see him as the Satan. So hopefully this man cherus saying that we can have an emes cherus, a cherus that allows us to sanctify and consecrate every single moment in time as an opportunity to elevate it and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with it. I want to wish everybody a chag kosher v'sameach. Should be joyous yontif if there's time away from the hectic schedule, as we spoke about in the last Ben Azmanim Shmuz, Ayin Shom. Might be a good time to listen to that one before the next Ben Azmanim. Truth is, we have very little Ben Azmanim. We have almost no Ben Azmanim over here. The Zman goes Mamish all the way up. But Shvi Zayche to use the Ben Azmanim to chill out a little bit, to use it to serve HaKadosh Baruch in other ways that you don't have the opportunity during the Zman, to be Mishamish your parents, to be Mechavid of the Aim much more than usual, help out your families,
be zeicha that in the merit of everybody elevating time the right way, we'll be zeicha to that time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that we understand what the point of this world is. We'll be zeicha to Umala Arts Deyas Hashem Kamayim L'yam Mechasim with the Geula B'nisim and Galo of Seinu B'nisim Asidim L'Gol. May it happen B'Shem for us this Nisim.